All right, this is us.
This is us. It's going to be a touching one.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. It felt like that. This is us.
All right, let me search for something really intimate to start with.
Oh, boy. I take it back.
Yeah. No, I actually had something bizarrely intimate happen to me the other day.
Oh, yeah? Right?
So, you know, our walls, our neighbors, we can hear each other.
Yeah.
Especially if they're, you know, yelling.
Yeah.
So the other day, I'm surprised, maybe I did tell you about this, but if I didn't tell you about this, I'm very surprised if I didn't tell you about this.
Okay.
So the other day, you know, I was in the bathroom, on the toilet, minding my own business, you know, doing what people do when they're sitting on the toilet with their feet on a squatty potty.
Yeah.
And like I'm looking at my phone, looking at YouTube videos, different conspiracy theories, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the neighbor, the woman, the wife, she goes, she's yelling to the kids. She says something like, she's no, do it now. Do it now. Well, I'll finish it when I'm done pooping.
You said hashtag me too.
Yeah, man. That was a hashtag me too moment. You got that was a me too moment. That was it was very uncomfortable. I don't know why. It was
uncomfortable?
Just like, yeah, it was like I don't want to do that with her. Like she was doing that.
Yeah.
Like she wasn't going into the bathroom like when I'm done pooping, she was like, she was pooping. There was poop yell. It was poop, you know what I mean? You know what somebody sounds like when they're pooping.
Yeah, I do. I talk to our children almost every poop that they have. Intimate eye contact. I look in their face. Yeah. I see the, you know, I know how my face looks when I squish it. I know how our daughter's faces look.
Yeah.
And our son.
Yeah. Yeah, she was belting out dirt like mid-push. it was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Intimacy. Just sharing intimacy. Yeah. I don't even, now I'm like trying to think of intimate moments. Well, I hate deli counters.
All deli counters?
Some of them are good. I mean, for the most part, I would have to say, you know, I was like, the percentage of them that are good is so small.
Yeah.
That statistically, I hate deli counters.
Why? Yeah, like it is kind of a... Like, we all know the system doesn't work that well, right? Like, it's just a counter. There's people coming up there. And, like, so now there's, like, numbers to get, but they're calling out. You know, like, it's always kind of chaos at the deli counter.
Yeah, but it's not the fault of the system because you think about it. The deli counters that you feel like are good.
They have the same system.
They have the same exact system.
That's true. It's the people that work there.
It's the people. Yeah. So the deli counter that kind of is okay, I would say, is, like, the one at Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know? Like, they make people take pride in getting people out of there.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
The deli counters at all of the other grocery stores, other than, you know, the, I don't even know how you would classify Whole Foods. You know, you just, like, stick your nose up in the air and say.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know how you would classify.
Yeah.
Or the organic food stores.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So other than, like, the organic food stores.
The places that claim to be high-end.
Yeah, just, like. You know, Publix.
Yeah. You know? Piggly Wigglies.
Giants.
Yeah.
Giant Eagles. Super Freshes. Gennardi's.
Yeah.
Their grocery store, their deli counters, they hire a bunch of people, then do an aptitude test. And you're like, well, you suck at everything. You're in the deli.
Yeah. They're not the most friendly people. They're like the least friendly people.
Yeah, like the dregs of society. It's like they all have ailments. They all limp for some reason. Like, why is everyone behind the deli counter limping? I don't understand it. It makes no
sense.
They're
on their feet all day.
They're so slow.
Mm.
They're so slow.
They never know where the stuff is. They're like, oh, no. I've got to go.
And they don't look for it with haste.
No, no. They move so slow.
So slow, like between cases?
Yeah.
I don't understand what that is. It's that you'll have so much more downtime if you just got us out of here.
Yeah.
Like, just get us out of here. There's three of us here. Get us out of here. I shouldn't be here for 20 minutes.
And I, like, read their shirt the whole time that's like, am I here to help you? Yes, I am. And I'm just like, why are you taking so long? I've been there and I've been the only person and it took forever.
Yes.
I was the only person.
And then on top of that, there's always, so you're at the deli counter being helped by this one slow person with a limp, you know, in psoriasis, like weird skin conditions that make you like even wonder whether you should be letting them touch your meat. But then you're like in such a rush at this point, you're like, fine, whatever, I'll deal with, like, I'll get over all of my weird quirks about skin diseases on my food. I'll get over all of that right now. All of my absurd, ridiculous, hoity-toity ideals about not
gloves,
having.
Sydney, they're wearing gloves.
Yeah, they're wearing gloves. But they're not wearing gloves with a weird mouth rash they have. You know? It's weird. It's like, what's happening?
These are the humans that are going to handle your food. They're handling
my naked food. My naked meats. They're handling my naked meats.
Yeah.
Right? So there'll be one person and it's like, moving at the rate of molasses, you know, and then there's a bunch of us waiting and we're all looking at each other.
Yeah.
An intimate moment. We're all having a very intimate moment, you know, just like, can you believe this? And then we're also like, listen, I'm sorry that I have to order as much as I have to order, but that's what I was going to, I came here with that in mind. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And then you have old people. They don't give a fuck. They don't even want to be connected to that shit going on. They're like, give me my weird meats that I get. My weird pimento loaf.
Yeah.
It's like, this guy ordered like pimento loaf. Like the one that looks like it has gummy bear sliced in it.
That is a strange one.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. Like, you, oh, that's an old person meat. Like, I don't know if that is a meat that you start eating when you get old or if that's a meat from an era.
I feel like it's a meat from an era.
Right?
I feel like, like they were like things were so bad and like the food was so bad that they were just like, put some gummy bears in the nasty meat and it'll taste good. And the old people tasted it like when they were like that right age, you know, like 6, and this was amazing. And so like they've loved it for life.
Okay. I think they're olives though. Like if they were gummy bears, I'd be like, yeah, you got a point. I think that's how it happened. But they were olives.
They're olives.
Yeah. It's like olives don't make meat better.
They
don't make
lunch
meat better.
Why do they
I don't know. Because that's why I wonder, that's why it's confusing whether or not it's from an era or an old people food, because I think it gives it a pop of flavor.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, the taste buds dwindle as you get older.
Yeah.
The connections between the taste buds and the synapses that, you know, register the taste, something dwindles.
Yeah.
You know, you need pops. You need pops of flavor, right? So it could be that.
Yeah.
Or it could be from an era. You know, it's just, it's funny to think about like what meats that we're going to be getting as old people from our era.
Yeah.
That young people are going to be at the deli counter like, are you serious? That old, you know, like Raging Cajun sliced chicken. You know what I mean?
It really pops.
Yeah, get that pop. The buffalo chicken, you know, so, but no, so you'll be at the deli counter. I forgot that I was even talking about this. So one person, a whole bunch of people, them taking forever.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's just this guy, like off to, like behind the counter, but like off to the side, just like washing shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, come help. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Like that, it's really frustrating.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time I just stare at that guy. I'm like just trying to send like get over here energy into him.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Because when I was there and I was the only person, I was being helped. There were two other people back there. And like I wanted to have that vibe, but they couldn't help the situation. Like this person was already doing it. They were just doing it so slowly.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, you want some cheese? I'm like, no, just, we're like, the kids are running amok. It was crazy.
She tried to, like, coax me into cheese. We're probably talking about the same person. She's like, is this slice thin? It's like, I feel like that's it's like an olive branch.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, I know I'm moving retardedly slow. I'm going to give you your sliced cheese exactly the way you want it.
It's going to be worth the wait.
Is this it? Is this the one? please say no. Please say no so we can add another 3 minutes to this trend. You know, it's goodness gracious. These, I don't like it. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Intimate moments. Intimate moments. You got any intimate moments?
What was that article you sent me? Yeah. What was that article you sent me about two sisters? Did they murder somebody together that they were both dating?
Still not into the microphone. See what we're talking about?
Into the microphone.
Like, no, but I like to sit up like this, and this is where I like to sit. And then, like, all of a sudden, you got your fucking white trash posture going. Yeah, you're talking out of that weird old hillbilly posture. Like, this is the posture you think you. This is who you want to be.
This is how I sit.
This is not how you sit. Whatever. I mean, but it is what it is. Wait, which one?
It was two sisters, and maybe they murdered somebody. Two sisters did something together.
Oh, did he date?
Two sisters allegedly killed their father and hid it for years before confessing to a man they were both sleeping with. That was, it just like keeps going.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. No, I read that. Do you read that?
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's an intimate moment.
Yeah.
Right? I wonder if they always just, that's how they date. They always tell people that. You know, but because, you know, women be talking shit, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So you tell that to a guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like, oh my gosh, she's a murderer.
Yeah.
He's like, she's crazy, but, you know, she fucks good.
He's already having sex with her sister. Like, yeah. He's but not like.
I'm just talking about the individual. Like, if it's just one dating, one person dating.
Okay, just one person.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, whatever. Your dad's. Like, clearly you didn't kill him. He died a natural cause. Whatever. You know what I mean?
You'd be you wouldn't believe it then.
You wouldn't believe it.
You wouldn't believe it.
But you get. He's dating both, and mm-hmm. they're both corroborating the story to him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, whoa.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm saying is it takes two women to get one truth.
Oh, you had to go there.
No, that was just, I mean, well, you brought the article up. I couldn't just leave that there. I couldn't just leave that there. But no, but, yeah, no, that's pretty crazy. That is... Well, what do you think? I mean, that's your people.
That's my people.
Two white bros. Really
oh yeah.
Two white bros with some hillbilly posture.
Sheesh. I don't know. They were probably having a good time. Seems like they were living life to the fullest.
Yeah, I think they poisoned them.
They poisoned. Oh, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you look at it? Are you looking at the?
I could look at it.
Yeah. Can you skim it?
I can skim it.
Yeah, it's a good skim. This one's a good skim.
They killed their dad because he refused to go to an assisted living facility. I was assuming that he was like
abusing them,
yeah.
Oh, no. This was like, they were very, very intimate about it. It was a very intimate murder. It was, oh, you want us to take care of you? We'll take care of you, all right.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, they took care of that motherfucker.
It was the perfect murder. So they did a good job. Do you commend them? You seem to like people that do
does it say how they did it?
He had cancer. He had dementia. He was seriously ill. They could have easily gotten away with it.
Yeah.
Because
I don't remember it saying exactly how they did the murder.
Yeah, so there was no evidence of like... foul play.
Yeah.
It does say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's ridiculous. It's like, how about you say he has dementia, he can't be making these decisions for himself, let's put him in this assisted living facility.
Like, yeah, like a lot of people refuse to go. Make them go.
I think most people don't. Most people refuse to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so they just couldn't hold that in anymore.
Nah. And what do you? And it's like,
oh, sleeping pills.
Yeah. So basically, that's poisoning.
But the sister diluted the mixture with too much alcohol, so the pills were not effective.
So then they try to pillow, right? then they try it was like a cartoon.
And that didn't work either.
Yeah, I remember this now.
She stuffed a rag down his throat. Until he suffered and then held his nose. Pinched his nose and held his arms down. Sheesh.
That got eerie.
Yeah.
Because that's whoa, we want to talk about intimate murder. That's a very intimate
murder. And they
murder.
Gave their adult daughter sleeping pills so that she wouldn't wake up to see
the
them kill him.
Remember that? God damn it. Women be planning.
Wow.
Women be planning.
Wow. They did this to their dad, huh?
Yeah. It's, all right.
Here. Okay.
So I think what's more important about it is that they tell it to people they fuck.
Apparently.
It's like they brag about it.
Yeah, in you know? Depth.
Like, I wonder how close they had to get to this guy before they start divulging the murder. You know? Because one of them wasn't, like, he wasn't dating, he couldn't have been dating them both for the same amount of time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it was an agreed upon weird relationship.
Well, it's something that said that she met one of them first.
Yeah. It's bold.
Mm-hmm.
It's bold. Goodness gracious.
Yeeks.
Just get away with it. You know, if you're gonna go through that.
But
length.
that's like what is the story, the TikTok heart,
the telltale heart.
Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe's
yes.
The telltale heart. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like I don't think humans can get away with stuff like that.
It was their own mouths.
Mm-hmm.
It was the telltale vaginas. Because it was like they were both telling it to a guy they fucked. I don't know if they were telling this to people at the bar. They were probably telling this to everybody. Who knows?
They probably were, yeah.
Who knows?
It seems like once you start telling it, like you're telling it to everybody, right?
Yeah. You know. Speaking of nice to meet you. Yeah. That's I can't believe that shit. That's pretty wild. It's like be good to your fathers, be good to your daughters. I guess John Mayer was right. John Mayer was on to something.
Yeah.
And again, it's like they didn't even say he was a bad guy.
No.
They just didn't want to take care of him.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
He wouldn't go. He wouldn't go to the nursing home.
Grateful white women. Strike again.
So white women are allowed to flick off police officers as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. 100%. It's their constitutional right.
It is. The court ruled.
Murdering your father because he won't go to an assisted living facility, not your constitutional right.
Yeah.
It's not your right. Yeah. I saw that article about the finger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Why is this even a matter?
So yeah. The woman gets pulled over. The officer gives her a ticket that's less than speeding. Like, he gives her a break. When she's pulling away, she flicks him off. And then he pulls her over again and gives her the harsher ticket. And then she sues him. And yeah. She wins.
You're damn right. That's an abuse of power.
Yeah.
That's a threat of my constitutional rights.
So you stand with this lady?
Yeah.
You stand with this white lady? Support.
I'm not against all white ladies.
Yes.
I'm just against. Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing we were talking about yesterday is that because these are the types of conversations we have, you know, like I don't care what anybody is. I don't care about anybody's, you know, characteristics until they piss me off.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, everything about them matters.
Yeah.
Everything,
judging it all.
You know, it's like. Nothing. Like, white people, nothing. Nothing. You know, like, you know, but then, like, you know, like when, you know, these white women coming over talking to me about how to talk to my girls when I'm trying to, like, get them to listen, like, in a grocery store.
Yeah.
But they're not, like, they don't, like, come over and, like, say something to me to, like, hey, you should use this technique.
Yeah.
They just come over and just use the technique.
What technique? What do they do?
They use that, like, weird fake voice where they're, like, and they try to, like, ask it as a question. And I'm trying to, like, Cora, come on, put that back. Let's go now. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, you get, listen, if you don't put that back, you're going to lose privileges, and that's that.
Yeah.
And then that, now the kid has a decision to make.
Yeah.
Because they know for a fact that they're going to lose privileges.
Yeah.
But this this matter of rebellion is just so fun right now. Right? And then so they'll see that tension.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't understand that that's where I parent.
Yeah.
I parent from this tension. That's what I do. I pull tension and then I just start working the tension. That's just how I get down. Right? So they'll come in and I'm like, how about you put that back for daddy? You know, and like look at me like, you know, like wink. I got this. I can tell by the hair she's half white. I'll talk to the white hair. I'll channel. I'm going to channel the white half. The white half usually cooperates. Yeah. So
how does our daughter handle that?
They just stare at the woman and like put it back to get her out of the face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're trying to get out. Or just like Huntley,
to get back over to
Huntley
you.
Will start crying at them.
Yeah. Yeah, she will.
She'll start screaming. Like, I'm like, Huntley. Yeah. And then I'll go, Huntley, if you keep that up, you're definitely going to lose privileges. And then they stop, and then she'll stop, because she's not going to lose privileges over a cry.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what she's here for.
Yeah.
You know? She's here for, like, you know, carrying this rice as long as she wants to carry it. I'm in it for the rebellion here. I'm just trying. I'm trying to see how many sauces I can get by. You know, like how many. Yeah, I don't know how she measures her distance, but yeah, it's. But what was I talk? What were you talking about though?
About you parenting them channeling the white lady. Oh, before that, the white child, the white hat.
Yeah, yeah, the white. No, it was. Those are all the hilarious things I said.
Why were we talking about?
But yeah, the topic at large. I just want to make sure we close topics, because sometimes we just move on. You know, I'm trying to be a little professional. I'm trying to be intimate.
You are.
It was something intimate. It was.
Oh, it's how you judge people on a whole. Oh, it was how you don't dislike all white people. White women.
Yeah.
It was white women.
But when they're doing that, don't help people parent.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't ask for your help.
Yeah.
I didn't include you.
Yeah.
White women do that too. Like, they'll include you in their parenting. It'd be like, their kids would be making noise in an aisle. And it'd be like two white kid names. Calm down. The nice man doesn't want to hear that, right? Right, nice man? Like, leave me the fuck out of this. You parent your kids.
The nice man.
Man, I turn to the kids and I'm like, man, I think you can be louder. I love it. I love it. I love what you got going on.
Yeah.
You know, eye poke. Go for the eyes. But, yeah. And then when that happens, all of a sudden, every characteristic is fair game. You overstepped your boundaries.
Yeah.
Now I can judge you. Again, I don't feel like I can get you fired.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to publicly shame you. I'm not going to write a post. Well, I might write a post vaguely like about you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put your information
dock
out there.
Em.
Yeah, I'm not dock 'em.
Yeah, isn't that what you say? No.
Docs.
Docs.
See, that it's not like that's not plural. That's just how you say it. Like doing it to one person isn't a dock. It's not a docking. It's a doxing.
Exactly.
Yeah, got it. All right, cool. Cool. Intimate. Man, St. Patty's Day was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't feel like I celebrated very hard this year.
No, it was.
I didn't wear green or anything.
Yeah.
I only pinched our children once.
Yeah, you do the pinchings?
One pinch.
You be pinching my kids on white holidays without my consent.
I want Finn keeps getting excited because he thinks he wanted the leprechaun come and make the house a mess, and I wanted to.
Do you need a leprechaun for that?
I know.
Are you a leprechaun, Finn?
I kept thinking it'd be fun to do, and I was like, I can't make this place messier. Like, no.
Yeah, how would they? They wouldn't even know. How would you know? How would you know?
You have to go hard. You have to go really far and make it work. And
that's
like,
too much work.
Yeah.
Too much work. Is that a thing white people do? Is like they mess the house up and like say, the leprechaun thing? Is that it? No? Am I?
I don't know, but that's something they did at white school. They did it. They did it private school.
Yeah. Yeah. So wait, what do you mean they did it? How did they do it at private school?
When they came into St. Patrick's Day last year, all the chairs were like knocked over and stuff, and they said the leprechaun did it because they were like making traps.
This is modern day white school.
Yeah. This was his school. This is why he thinks that's what happens. And like because they were like making traps to catch leprechauns and stuff. And yeah. So that was like their theme. So now he thinks that's what happens on St. Patrick's Day.
Man, they're indoctrinating our kid.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening anymore.
No.
It's like, that's actually kind of a fun white tradition. Right?
Yeah.
But schools are also telling them that white people are the bad guys.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. I don't know if that was like, you just made that a white person tradition.
St. Patrick's Day? They're Irish people. Yeah, Irish people are definitely white.
That is true.
That's a white person tradition, right?
You got a point there.
Yeah, I'm not being edgy. Like, I'm being culturally accurate.
Yeah, I guess I forgot that you didn't have any St. Patrick's Day tradition.
That as a black person?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't. I don't have anybody in my family trying to claim Irish. Right?
So, right.
Yeah, I don't. It's definitely, you said, that's you trying to make it a white person tradition. Very intimate. Very intimate. That was a very vulnerable thing you just said and did.
Yeah.
A lot of people heard that and they were like, what? Some people heard that and were like, he did just try to make it. He's always trying
somebody
to make things a white thing or a black thing. He's always, mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody was with you. Somebody who was very intimately with you.
Probably another white woman.
Definitely. Definitely. It's just like living between these bars, man.
Yeah.
Like people were walking by, like jumping on our wall.
Oh, yeah. You saw some hooligans?
Yeah, they're up there being hooligans.
There was a lot of trash this morning.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, again, it was like another one of those situations where I wanted to sit on that porch with the rocking chair and kind of like just like be a presence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
remind people this is somebody's home.
Yeah, like a hawk lives here. Stop it. Keep it moving.
Don't even think of peeing anywhere near here.
You know what I mean?
Not on this block.
Yeah, I think. People were assholes. They were definitely peeing places.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
definitely being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Somebody probably peed near our grill.
That was rude.
Fucking assholes. Yeah. I don't know. I'm close, man. I'm very close to being out there with a rocking chair.
It's like, hey, let's see what this summer brings, man. We haven't even been through a summer yet.
No, it's going to be insane.
So we need to start looking. Are you just going to take the rocking chair we have out there? The Lafayette one, or do you need a different one?
No, I need one that has a little prestige behind it.
Yeah, yeah. You want one with a seal on it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a good rocking chair to take out there. So when people walk by and they're like, this is the rocking chair he sits in, and they're like, holy shit, it's got a seal. Damn. He's really keeping an eye out. Or we need to get like security cameras or security camera signs.
We need to put our fence up.
A fence isn't going to stop people from messing with our trash cans. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Put them inside the fence.
That's gross. Yeah, we'll need new trash cans. All right, let's get a fence up. Let's keep these fucking hooligans
intimate.
Out of here. Yeah, let's get intimate. Let's box this in. Let's box this in. Oh, man. Did you hear about the, let me see how intimate this gets. Because I'll say this. I'll start off with this. People say that I look like Russell Westbrook often.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of that anymore.
No?
I lost a little bit of respect for Russell Westbrook.
Why? What did he do?
He attacked a fan.
Ooh.
Which, not the issue.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, I support.
You support?
Yeah, I support. Like, if a fan crosses a line.
Yeah.
And pushes things too far.
Where's your line?
So you remember the Detroit Pistons situation where Ron Artest was laying on the thing and somebody threw a drink at him?
Yeah.
Somebody like physically accosted him. They crossed that barrier.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything a person can say that crosses the line. Okay. Although Russell Westbrook would allege that there is, and he would draw the line at racism.
Right? But how do you define racism? Like, how racist is racist enough?
Okay, well, I'm about to tell you exactly what was said, what was quoted by Russell Westbrook as what was a racist term.
This was racist enough.
This was racist enough to attack a fan. And again, the reason why I support it is because if you cross the line with a giant who could rip you apart with their giant hands,
yeah,
you at least you've earned having to see that giant human coming at you with fury. Do you know what I mean?
You want something, yeah.
Yeah,
I
like
do.
Having
I,
to process
yeah.
that
yeah.
And deal with that reality.
Yeah, could bring you back to reality. You need to come back to reality.
And how fast he's closing in on you.
Yeah.
And how like he's closing in on you way faster than anybody could possibly help.
Yeah.
Like that, come back. Come back to reality. Don't cross the line.
Yeah.
So, again, and that's like you physically do something like, you know, people sit very close to the line. Like sometimes they reach their foot out to try to trip players and shit.
Yeah.
You deserve to see it coming at you.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly. So Russell Westbrook is saying that this man was racist. He yelled a racial thing. And I quote, he yelled to Russell Westbrook, and I quote, "Get on your knees like you're used to."
Well, that's not racist. That's sexist.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's that's rude, but it's not racist. Unless black people are.
It's weird, right?
You're
having the most difficult time. I had to really sit down and think about it because you're having a difficult time not thinking about it as sucking dick.
Yeah.
Right?
But he like slave? Is he like.
I'm guessing that's what Russell Westbrook took it. That's how he took it. But it's like that doesn't even make sense in the context of a basketball game. But like, find clever ways to say you suck.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Does happen at basketball games.
Yeah.
You know, like, get on your knees like you're used to.
Yeah. You've just paid $100 to come to this basketball game to watch a bunch of black people. Like, I don't, like, you know, like.
That's probably what racist people do, though. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Watch them run around
for
their
so.
Amusement. Who knows?
I don't know.
Like,
yeah.
You can't have that, like, cartoonish idea of, like racists aren't vampires.
He wasn't even wearing his white hood.
Yeah, like, where black people are garlic, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not how racism works. It's, like, they're not like a black, black people, a whole team of them. No. that's not. I think racists probably very much enjoy the game of basketball. It's athletic, powerful, and graceful all at the same time. It's a great game.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
It's kind of a weird thing to yell out, though. It's more like
it
he's
is.
Just
it's
trying
fun.
To hurt
it's
his
a long
feelings.
Thing to yell
yeah.
out. It's funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like. Yeah, he is. He's trying to hurt his feelings. Like, and he's calling him like a bitch, like a woman.
Yeah,
you know, like that's what I'm. That's the first thing that I'm taking in the context of sports.
Right.
When you are trying to diminish a man,
mm-hmm.
you're attacking his manhood.
Right.
So the first connection that I'm going to make with that is how that's attacking his manhood.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you would take that as like a cultural, like an immediate cultural situation.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, man.
Maybe
like
there was more to it. Like, maybe, like, I don't know.
What do you mean? The way he said it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Like, how do you say that with an implied nigger at the end of it?
I don't know, but I bet somebody could figure it out.
Yeah. Get on your knees like you're used to.
It's a little closer, right? Yeah. A little closer.
Yeah, but he was in Utah. They don't talk like that in Utah.
Maybe this person did.
That would probably be very upsetting. Like if you were in a place where those people didn't exist, you know, if you were in like Vermont, if you were playing a game in Vermont,
what?
And someone was like, get on your knees like you're used to. It's like, and they end with like, just to let you know that there is a word there. Uh-huh. There's something. There's definitely a sentiment there, and we all know what it is. Yeah, no, that's pretty.
What did he? Did he punch him? Did wait? This was Dwayne Wade.
No, who, no, who? You're racist. What happened?
Who did
that's
this?
Modern day. That's 2019 racism. You know that,
it's
right?
It's just a basketball. What basketball player are we talking about?
Wait, are you sure you're not confusing black people, Anthony? You're confusing basketball players, mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade and Russell Westbrook,
who people say look like me,
the whole context of this thing. So Russell now you're Westbrook. Saying that I look like Dwayne Wade. Like the triangle of racism that you just committed. You just said I look like Dwayne Wade. That's what you just said. You think I look like Dwayne Wade, Ansley?
Do you think I didn't Dwayne even Wade? Say it like that with a southern accent. Taking it out of context.
Taking it out of accent. You're taking what I said out of accent. That's not how I said it.
What, Russell Westbrook is younger too. He's part of a younger generation.
He is. I mean, he's like, you know, like with the he's like wearing the fashionable clothes and
oh yeah, he's
you
like
know, like he's like or he dresses like the like a high end nerd.
Yeah,
thing
yeah.
He does, you know, yeah. It's like ugh. Dude, you look weird. You're so jacked in those clothes. Stop dressing like that, man. Like that, and that's why people think they can yell stuff at him like that.
Yeah.
Because he dresses like a high-end nerd. He's a nerd, right? He wants to be a nerd. He wants to be seen that way or something. I don't know what
so
it is.
So did he punch him?
I don't think he punched him, but he went at him. Like yeah. He went. I think he went in the stands.
Yeah.
I hope he touched him. I hope he touched him. All of the talk about it was just glossing over mm-hmm. what it did because they needed to address this ugly racism that's pervading America under this regime. They were taking it as racist.
Oh, okay.
And like basketball players were standing by him. Like basketball players from the Utah Jazz yeah. were like, that type of racism cannot be permitted in our stadium.
Oh man.
That accent is just not allowed in our stadium.
I get it. Okay? I get it. That's disturbing.
That accent can only be supportive. Yeah, man, what a time.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely rude.
Yeah, it's like
the fan was rude. But
what I don't like about it is it's just like if you can spin something into being racist enough,
yeah,
then you can get away with certain type of behavior.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't like that license. I don't like the license of like, you know, because it starts with black people. Black people start doing it. Like
is this how women get punched in the street?
No. This becomes an epidemic.
Okay.
But women will be getting punched in the street because of it. That's a consequence. But this isn't an epidemic of punch women in the street.
Okay.
This isn't because of women.
Okay.
This is like black people make it look cool, right? Like Russell Westbrook is attacking people in the stands and then other basketball players are coming to support him because of get on your knees like you're used to is a racist comment now,
yeah.
Right? So that happened. So now his attack, his aggression towards that fan is validated now. They're not even talking about it. They're like glossing over it. They're like, oh, man, but they did the magic thing that makes black people can't resist. They did the thing. You know, they said the magic words that turn black people into the things that we all fear black people are.
They did
you know,
it, though.
They
yeah.
did it. They turned them, you know, it's like, so it starts there. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, man, that's so dope. You know, and then it's like, there's memes about it. You know, it's like it's like you know, telling people like it or whatever it is, like how a black man doesn't take shit or whatever the thing, how a black man doesn't take that smoke or whatever the phrase is. I don't make memes. Did one Jussie Smollett meme that I thought was top notch, very not appreciated. Not my game, not my game. I'm out of the meme game. But and then the next people will, then the gays will start doing it.
Okay.
And, you know, if you say something homophobic enough.
Yeah.
You know, where you can say the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Get on your knees like you're used to.
Yeah. And now
you're a homophobe.
Yeah.
And they get to attack you.
They get to attack you.
Right? So once that happens, that was cool. It's the cool way to handle that type of injustice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then, like, who's the next marginalized women?
Women.
Get on your knees like you're used to. Are we debunking the racism of that by showing how versatile this is as a slur? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous that they're trying to make it racist. You say that to, and again, like he's not saying it to a black man. He was saying it to a male athlete.
Right.
So
right.
It has to apply as he is the man first, and as he is representing manhood and masculinity and athleticism first.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He's not representing his blackness out there. He's out there representing his skill at a sport. Mm-hmm. So we have to take the insult to be associated with the context of him as an athlete. Right?
Right.
Get on your knees like you're used to say to a man is a very disrespectful thing to say to a man.
Right.
Right? As we also prove that it's a very disrespectful thing to say to gay people. Right? As we also prove for different reasons.
Yeah.
Right? And then you say it to a, when I said it as a woman, what were the reasons you thought of? Like, so women, now, because women would be the next marginalized group.
Yeah.
So get on your knees like you're used to women.
Yeah.
So how did you take that?
Still blowjobbing.
Blowjobbing?
Yeah.
Or scrubbing the floors?
It's all of it. It's just a disrespectful thing to say to women.
It's a disrespectful thing, right? Yeah. To say to women. So it's just like, to pick another marginalized group, right?
Transgender.
Or let's not even go there yet, right?
I know.
Let's, Latinos.
Latinos.
Get on your knees like you're used to.
Cleaning.
Cleaning, right?
Yeah.
Or sneaking over the border on their hands and knees, right?
Could be.
Very very racist, right? So then Asian, get on your knees like you're used to, right?
Yeah.
What's your first thing?
Come
on. I know you can be racist towards Asians. I know you can. I know you got it in you. I know we can find the connection that insults racists, that insults Asians. Because I have one immediately, even though it might not be contextually accurate.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a start. Right?
Yeah.
So get on your knees like you're used to, Asian person. Get on your knees like you're used to.
They can do your nails and stuff.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Right? I was thinking of like working in the rice paddies.
Okay.
They're hunched over at the very least.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
some of them do it on their knees. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only thing that I could think of.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure if I was more familiar with Asian culture.
We were better at this.
Yeah, yeah. They're very, very like amongst all of the different cultures in America, I feel like they're the most mysterious.
Yeah.
Of the ones. Them and the Native Americans. We don't know anything about them as people other than the monolith that we have them as.
Yeah.
Right? We don't.
Yeah.
We don't even have good racial slurs. That are like, our racial slurs about, here's why our racial slurs for Asian people are so insulting, is because they're not even intimate.
They are.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like they're these all general, you dumb, yellow person,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what a, you know, like making fun of like the language, the like the ching chang chong.
Yeah, that's all we've got.
I think gook is one, but like why? I don't even know why.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it's not intimate.
No.
I'm sure it's not intimate.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really bizarre. It's really bizarre. It's we don't know. We just don't. As an American culture, we just don't. And then when they have problems, nobody comes to their aid because we don't have an intimate association with them, right?
Yeah.
So then when they're getting screened out of Harvard
For
being Asian,
we're like, I guess I'll deal with that.
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't think that's racism, but somebody just yelled, get on your knees like you're used to at Russell Westbrook during a basketball game, and that must be stopped. Yeah. That's how much we care about the Asians. I love you. We love you. Two Jack Bros love you.
Mm-hmm.
Two Jack Bros love you. I was thinking the other day how I wanted to, like, do like on the podcast, like do a joke where I, because I never, any of the jokes that I think of that I want to do on the podcast, I never do. They're just like these fantasies that I have, like where you know, like you like when you like in jujitsu, when you're like, you have, oh, next time I'm rolling against so and so, I'm like, and it never happens really, you know, like,
yeah.
Sometimes situations might occur, you might get that thing,
yeah,
but So the one, whatever. A lot of preface for this very, it's like one of the reasons I probably wasn't going to do the joke is because it's not that funny. And here I am building it up still. I'm still building it up. Mm-hmm. But it would be about how Jesse Smollett supports the podcast.
Yeah.
Right? And you know why I would say that?
No.
Right. Think about who he hired.
Oh, Jack Bros.
To Jack Bros. Right. Wasn't worth it, but it happened.
Yeah.
It happened. It was intimate. Yeah. They're not all winters. That was, winters rather. That was just something, that was like a flight of fancy that I had.
Yeah.
I just shared
it
intimate.
It made you giggle?
Yeah, it made me like, that's dumb. Nancy's going to, she's going to, I don't know. I was like, I didn't think it, you laughed, which was not the reaction I thought it was going to get.
Yeah.
You know, it did better than I thought it would.
Well, there you go.
You know,
it's okay to be intimate here.
Intimate. Mm-hmm. Just getting intimate.
Mm-hmm.
I.
Safe space.
And it's not a safe space. I will not participate in any branding of any safe space or whatever. This is a safe space, but when you're in here, you are not safe. And we're safe to do, you know, that's what's safe.
Yeah.
What's safe is the fact that when you're here, you're not safe.
Yes.
So keep your guard up, protect your neck at all times. Protect your neck at all times. All right, how are you feeling?
I'm good.
This is good?
Yeah, I think you're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to see. Am I winding down? Is there anything that I wanted to talk about? Yeah, because I have been sending you. Oh, did we ever conclude all of get on your knees like you're used to? Like, are there any more?
We didn't go to transgenders. Was that, were they closing them out?
See, but that's the thing. It's like with transgender.
It's confusing.
It's not confusing, but they get to pick.
Yeah, it's good.
How it's insulting.
All.
It's like, are you insulting me as a man? Or are you insulting me as a woman?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they get to pick.
They
so
get double insulted. That's why it's so like, that's why they're so like offended right now and like at the top of it all, because everything is offensive to them. You can offend them everything. On every level.
Hi there.
Yeah. You did it wrong. What did I do?
There. You said hi there. You know for a fact that men are more about objects and space. And it's just like, what is happening? Yeah. No, it's so crazy that they're, you know, they get classified as a marginalized group. There's like eight of them.
There's eight of them.
You know what I mean? It's like, how do they get marginalized?
They all have a
status?
TV show now.
That's all of them. That's them. That's all of them. Yeah. Is that it? Are those all the marginalized groups?
Oh, maybe that we care about. I don't know.
I mean, are Jews a marginalized group?
Jews, they would tell you they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Get like on your Jews, knees like you're used to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Like, because they're like, were enslaved at a time, right?
They were enslaved, right?
Yeah.
They're also allegedly very sneaky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they work because there's like the racist like troll Jew is like on his knees like looking for gold coins.
Oh yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like get on your knees and look for
yeah,
you know, specks of capitalism. You Jew. Yeah, get on your knees like you're used to. Works.
The Muslims, they pray on
Mecca.
Their knee. Yeah,
yeah. But it's like, oh, that's a very good reminder.
Yeah, it's not really racist, but somebody like, might say it to try to
like,
be mean.
It's like get on your knees like you're used to. And it's like, wait, what time is it? Five times a day. They have to pray. Pray to Mecca 5 times a day. So, I mean, I think they could take that though as them insulting the practice of that.
Right, because again, we don't know really. We don't have very good insults for them, do we?
No. I think
they're good insults.
I think there's some good ones for Muslims. I
yeah.
Think, you know, I think they're out there.
Okay.
I think they're circulating. We live in a post 9/11 society.
That's true. I'm sure they are.
We was like, you know, it's time to dig deep on these racial slurs. Let's do it, America. Let's do it, Southern America, right? Whatever. I lost it. I couldn't spin accent into America. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. You ready to?
Yeah, I think we've gone far enough down this slippery slope. We're about to say something we shouldn't say.
Like, who are we going to tell to get on their knees? I tell you, it's It's going to end this relationship and podcast. You know, like, oh my God, like, who is it? Like, who can you just not say that about in society right now?
Yeah.
It's probably Black women.
Yeah.
Yep, we found it. We figured it out. You know what? Shout out to Mike Levy. Shout out to Liz for listening. Matt Butler and your Krav Maga. you keep it, keep off your knees like you're used to. keep off your knees because you're good people. The people that listen to this are good people. I mean, unless you, listen, if you want to get on your knees and do some things, get on your knees and do some things.
Get intimate.
Do whatever you want on your knees. Do whatever you want on your knees, whenever you want to, for as long as you want. Make it a habit, make it not a habit. Intermittently on your knees. Get on your knees like you seldom do. Whatever. Why am I saying this? Thank you for listening. To Jack Pros, this is an intimate.